Ugly Duck present disturbance. 22nd and 23rd of June 2024 at Ugly Duck, Bermondsey and online. More information on uglyduck.org.uk or on disturbance.info. 5 p.m. 9:30 p.m. from £5 to £15. Ugly Duck Bermondsey is excited to announce the first ever summer edition of Disturbance, taking place on Saturday, June 22nd and Sunday, June 23rd. Following the success of previous programs championing LGBTQIA+ performance, video and digital artists, Disturbance makes maximum use of Ugly Duck's Tanner Street location, a former Victorian factory with multiple spaces. Expect a surreal outdoor party that will lead to an interactive indoor set full of wonder and the unexpected. June's live performances will be accompanied by a simultaneous online stream, enabling audiences unable to travel to experience Disturbance in full effect. Disturbance remains committed to promoting accessibility and fostering a supportive and inclusive environment for radical, diverse, and queer artists. This year, Disturbance features 5 artists: Alex Billingham, Samir Sanders, Ace Rahman, Kobe Essa Ayensuo, and Ella Frost, performing live and on giant video screens. Disturbance is entirely artist-led, curated by Dean Atche. Other contributions come courtesy of Lucy Nurnberg, who will design the exterior installation, Mahalia Henry Richards, taking care of graphic design, set design and knife, who has a film background, and poet Oduwini Nweke, lending their multifaceted skills to Disturbance as a key part of the team. Ugly Duck creative director and founder of Disturbance, Dean Atche, says, "This year, we look forward to seeing our regular fabulous Disturbance crowd as well as new audiences discovering our work. We're partnering with disabled-led organizations Care for Fall and Shape Art to embark on a journey around accessibility. All artists will create new work where captioning, audio description and BSL translation will not only be embedded but considered as the work is being created. By employing live stream, projection and other technologies, we aim to explore and learn what accessibility can mean and look like for artists and audiences. Through this edition of Disturbance, we question how to make this an integral part of the show rather than approaching it as an afterthought, so that we can not only come together, but show up for each other as a larger community. Disturbance 2024 promises to be an unforgettable journey into the realms of creativity, identity, and collective expression." More about Disturbance artists. Samir Sanders is an artist from Birmingham who brings the dynamic fusion of spoken word, alternative hip-hop, and performance art to Disturbance. Sanders' multimedia poetry embodies a powerful narrative and aims to arm individuals and communities with the tools to be curious, compassionate, and vulnerable in their everyday lives, often exploring themes such as grind culture, isolation, shame, miscommunication, intimacy, and the internet. Samir's work has traveled both nationally and internationally and has featured at Birmingham Icon Gallery, Birmingham Museum and Art Gallery, London Jarewood Space, and Coventry's New Art Exchange, amongst other art spaces, plus Channel 4 Random Act, BBC World First, Wales International Film Festival, and more. Kobe Essa Ayensuo is a London-based musician, poet and creative polymath. Their output is imbued with themes of queer and trans Black identity, coming of age, Ghanaian heritage, navigating relationships and reimagining and decolonizing the lens with which Black history is told. Their soulful work often blends vocal, harmonic soundscapes, music and poetry. Kobe has been published by Ink, Sweat and Tears, South London Gallery, Flipped Eye and Mark Almeida for London Fashion Week 2020. They've performed at key venues and festivals such as Wilderness Festival, Mighty Hoopla, Tate Britain, Roundhouse, Barbican and South Bank Centre. They're also a BBC World's first finalist, a member of Soho Writers' Lab and an alumnus of the Obsidian Foundation, Barbican Young Poets and the Roundhouse Resident Artist Programme. Alex Billingham's practice is rooted in her personal journey as a disabled, trans, neurodiverse and queer individual. Alex's work serves as a poignant reflection on how these identities intersect and intertwine with the broader societal landscape. Alex's live performance will take place within an immersive environment using film, installation and 3D. Alex has shown work at the Baltic Gate Shed, New Art Gallery in Walsall, Manchester's Contact Theatre, and extensively around the UK and internationally. Ella Frost is a visual artist working with video as part of their practice. Ella uses analog technologies, queer narratives and Black feminism as key elements. For Disturbance, Ella's work will be shown via a giant video screen. They have previously collaborated with prestigious London Nightlife organization and shows their film We Can't Do This Alone at the Serpentine Gallery in 2022. Recently, they were part of a group show, Membranes, with IFA Studio and directed the trailer for Out, a highly regarded performance piece by artist Ray Young. Ace Rahman is a British Bangladeshi multidisciplinary artist and creator. Their ideas are expressed through a variety of mediums, both digital and traditional. And for Disturbance, Ace will build an immersive installation fusing organic materials, mask making, fruit and sound. Their performance at Disturbance will take place in this alternative universe of their own. They've studied graphic communication design, augmented by a recent exploration into computive at the Creative Computing Institute. Rahman's diverse skill set is reflected in their innovative approach to mediums, ranging from traditional graphics art to interactive digital installations. For press inquiries, please contact Anna Goodman on 07-97-624-7026 or contact them at abstract@abstractpublicity.org.uk. About Ugly Duck. Last year, Ugly Duck celebrated a decade of revitalizing underused building and supporting marginalized artists. Established in October 2012, the organization has transformed a spacious, empty Victorian warehouse in SE1 into a thriving creative hub. Over 1,500 artists and art collective have collaborated with Ugly Duck over the past 10 years.